Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's NXT TakeOver War Games predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis, this is El Fakeador Laurie Blake, and that is the other one, Luke Owen. It's a three-man booth, and not only that, this is the first of a new idea, which might fail spectacularly, but we won't know because we're going to record all these things in one chunk and we're just going to have to stick with it.
We may forget about it come Royal Rumble.
Wrestle League. So we are just going to tally up all the predictions in between the big five pay-per-views, and the person with the most correct match predictions and overall predictions is the winner. You guys can take part too. The website writers are going to get involved, but really, we're the three that matter.
So to clarify, because when Ollie explained this to me earlier, it didn't make a whole mess of sense.
Luke wasn't listening.
But it is every pay-per-view we are going to do predictions for, and those predictions, the correct predictions, will tally up into the table. However, it's only really, I don't want to say important, because it's always important, but anytime a big five pay-per-view happens, that's Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series, the loser, the person who's bottom, will then have to do a music video to a wrestler's theme song. Oh. Because we enjoy doing them. I hated doing mine, but
they're a pain.
You
like
them. I didn't sign up for any of this.
Yeah, well, yeah, you like them, so it's fine. That's the main thing. So that is wrestling.
It's savage, isn't it? What a savage punishment.
Brutal.
And maybe someone who is top gets like a belt or something.
Maybe. We haven't thought that far ahead. Yeah. And it includes New Japan, Impact, all kinds of predictions. Yes. But first, we have NXT TakeOver War Games. Take it away, Luke.
Yes, so it's War Games 2018 from Los Angeles. We have got a four-match card. However, we are going to add in the match that will be taped before the show that will then air next week. So we will know who wins on that because it will have happened. And that is...
Four matches. It's a treat.
Isn't it, Jess?
But 2.5 hours.
That main event is going to go long. And that match, which will take place next Wednesday, but will be taped on Saturday, is Matthew Riddle versus Cassius Ohno. Ollie Davis, you're the guy who does not watch NXT or does not watch our reviews or does not take part in our reviews. So what are your thoughts?
Well, that's why it's going to be all the more sweeter when I predict everything right and you get it, I don't know, 2 out of 5 or whatever it is.
Sweet.
I'd be happy with 2 out of 5. My normal hit rate's real bad.
That's good. That'd be so much better than what I did at Evolution, when I did very poorly.
So Matt Riddle, this is his debut match?
On TakeOver. Well, actually, it won't be on TV. It'll be on TV next week.
So he's already had a TV match.
So technically, it's his second TV
match. And he won that
match.
One. Yeah. But this is against Cassius Ohno, the man to put people over, despite being like one of the best all-round style wrestlers in the world. He's just used as... to make someone, he's used to make the next guy look good.
He's the look good machine. Mm.
That's it, he's a showcase guy. It's what Velveteen Dream was doing before he got over.
Yeah. Mm. And I think Matt Riddle's going to win, but I think this is going to rival Alexander and Murphy for slaps.
Oh, yeah.
Because few
slaps.
People, like Cassius Ohno's so good at making those huge slapping noises off his elbows and kicks, as is the Bro King.
King of Bros.
Bro King, he's a Pokemon.
He's Bro King Matt Hardy.
The reader of WrestleTalk magazine, Matthew Riddle.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. at the WrestleTalk magazine featured in a... That?
We don't know he's read it. He's probably using it to write
There are multiple
something.
Issues there, though. So maybe he's a subscriber.
Maybe.
But there are a maybe couple of issues it on kindling. His desk.
It's because we keep sending them to him. They're going to pile up somewhere. What about you, Fakador?
I mean, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? I feel like there's
it's
a four.
Ono, right?
Yeah, it's Ono.
You go with Riddle?
I'm going
it's
with Riddle.
It's a hot start to the competition.
Yeah. I am also going for Matthew Riddle in this. However, I was just thinking then, and maybe I'll say this just to be different. I may go with Cassius Ono because of Keith Lee interference, and then you start a
Ooh.
Keith Lee Matt Riddle feud.
Ooh, but they were best buds the other week.
I know.
They were basking in each other's glory.
It's like Ember Moon and Nia Jax all over again. Yeah. Just best mates one week. Then a heel
circle next. Glory they were having.
I think that might be the most Marky thing you've ever said. That was Marky Mark, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Are we the Funky Bunch, or are you the Funky
Bunch?
I'm not involved.
So you're Donnie.
Sure, Donnie Wahlberg.
I'll stick with Matthew Riddle for now. But if I'm wrong, then I'll be annoyed. Next up, we have got the NXT Women's Championship being decided in a 2 out of 3 falls match between Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane, the former NXT Women's Champion, who lost her title at Evolution due to some dastardly interference from Baszler's new stable mates, Marina Shafir and Jessamine Duke.
Not Duke. You can't say Duke.
We're British, which is why we say Duke.
Duke.
As in a Dookie.
It's Duke.
So it's Dookie, like the Green Day album. Yeah. Laurie Blake, we're going to come to you first.
I feel like it's so hard to choose. I feel like it's probably a bit too early for Shayna to lose the title now she's got a stable with her. But I also feel like we could be seeing, like, maybe Io Shirai comes out here and makes the save with Zayn. I don't know. Like, this is why I'm torn, because I also feel like we want to start positioning Shayna and that lot to go and help Ronda out at some point. But obviously, the news that Becky and Ronda might be at WrestleMania means that that's probably not happening for a little while yet. Anyway, so
it was an undercard thing.
I think I'm gonna go for Baszler.
You're going with Baszler,
and it's tough, isn't it?
Because she's great.
She is awesome. She is. She is a license to print money.
Mm.
But I've said that a lot about NXT, guys, and look where we are now.
Mm.
I am going to go with Kairi Sane.
Ooh. Our first split.
Yes, I'm going to say Pirate Princess. because I feel like the people that they're setting up as like future contenders for the NXT Women's Championship are all heels, like Bianca Belair and Lacey Evans. So I think that maybe Kairi Sane is going to pick up the win here to be our babyface champion. Granted, I thought she was going to win at Evolution, and look how that worked out for me. But I do agree with you. It almost feels too soon for Baszler to lose the title, considering she's now got new mates.
Yes.
But I'm going to stick new with Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory, because of course I watch NXT all the time. Love your reviews. Big fans of it.
Thanks.
Bianca Belair is a heel? Is a babyface?
Yes.
I think she sits somewhere in the middle. That she's not. She doesn't cheat. She's just very cocky about winning. So I don't actually think
she's Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and that's what I don't think she's. That's probably my disagreement with you there. Is that she's probably not a heel.
Mm.
She's just a very, very confident baby face. So I feel like she's going to probably be the. It doesn't matter who wins really for her, because she can still be the number one contender.
I just think if this was EWR, that amazing database management game where you booked wrestling shows, I think she'd be classified as a heel.
Mm. But that's because you've only got binary choices.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go with Shayna Baszler. Although I can see the merit of Baszler losing here and then effectively being called up through the Survivor Series for Horsewomen shenanigans. You know, Becky and well, I'm kind of giving away my Survivor Series predictions here, but Sasha Banks and Bayley don't have anything to do on the show. Becky will be in Charlotte's corner, presumably. Ronda's going to be awful lonely out there. So I do think. But, you know, maybe she doesn't have to lose the title for that to happen.
Yes, very true.
And you can actually create a, not just the one time a year when Raw and SmackDown go head-to-head, but a bit of NXT in there as well.
Yeah,
a menage a trois.
It's really funny as well, because, you know, we make a lot of fun of, like, it's the one time of year when Raw and SmackDown go head-to-head in direct competition, despite the fact it happened at the World Cup and at Evolution. Mixed match challenges still going on, and those are Raw versus SmackDown matches.
Oh yeah, they're Raw versus SmackDown dance breaks.
What a weird thing to suddenly enter continuity and have stakes. Yeah. Whoever wins this gets the last spot in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You.
Up next, we have got a blood feud. Who ran over Aleister Black? It was only bloody Johnny Gargano. It is Aleister Black versus Johnny Gargano. Gargano is a heel now, but he's a heel who believes he is a babyface, which makes him absolutely fascinating, whereas Aleister Black is looking to get his revenge for Johnny Gargano attacking him backstage. Oliver Davis, where are you sitting on this? Or is it my turn to go first?
Well, I see this as a number one contendership positioning match. Of course, Black former champion. Gargano has not held that yet, but he's got this long-running blood feud with Ciampa. So I think the money would be in Gargano winning to set up another Ciampa-Gargano match. I don't know how that plays out, though, with their respective moralities at the moment. And then you have that payoff at the January TakeOver show, which I believe would be 1 year since Ciampa returned and bashed Gargano on the back after the Almas match, that
horrific
Almas match. So I'm going to go Johnny Gargano, but this is, like, credit to NXT booking. I love whatever happens here. Mm. That's good booking, or there are multiple good things that can spin out from this, as opposed to WWE ones where you can only see bad and they somehow go worse.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Shane McMahon winning the... Get into that again.
Surprise!
We'll save that for tomorrow's prediction video. I am also going to go with Jonathan Gargano.
Jonathan Gargano.
I've written JB. I meant to write JG. for similar reasons.
JTG.
I think this is a feud that you can extend out. You don't need to end this one here. Ergo, you don't need to have Aleister Black get his revenge right now.
Ergo.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I used
vis-a-vis.
That I used Kel Surprise in our
NXT
review.
It's been a very linguistic day.
What's Cal Surprise? Is that a drink?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's the cousin of limoncello.
But yeah, I think this is a feud you can extend out much further than just this one show. As Ollie said, you can take this into next year. So I'm going to go with Jonathan.
I am very torn. I think
like Natalie Imbruglia.
I am like Natalie Imbruglia, torn, lying broken on the floor. I think Black has a lot to lose here, in terms of his mystique before he was injured, before he was attacked by Johnny Gargano, was that he was undefeated, essentially. And then he had the Ciampa match where Johnny interrupted, he gets pinned, he loses the belt. He was a monster before that. If he loses here without some sort of massive amount of shenanigans, I would be like, that's kind of destroying his mystique slightly here. However, I do feel all the story is about Johnny really here. So I think... Limoncello, I'm just going to go with Aleister Black to be contrarian.
We've spun off from our initial consensus on Matt Riddle winning.
But I think...
This league has just turned up a notch.
Yeah. But I think here, like the thing is that Johnny can continue to have the sort of heel thing not necessarily work out for him, and it can drive him darker and deeper.
Yeah, that's true.
And then hopefully build to maybe either a redemption where he comes back up and becomes the babyface he's actually meant to be, and he realises the error of his ways, or not.
I also think this is going to go on later than Ciampa Velveteen Dream. I can see Dream Ciampa being like third on the... Well, I say maybe even second on the card, I guess.
I can see that.
With Baszler opening.
I don't think we should discount a double countout or like a DQ finish where no guy loses, because they haven't had that three-way match yet, have they?
They have not.
Which was what was originally meant for the TakeOver Brooklyn 100.
Yes.
Yeah, around that number. So if they both draw in some way and it sets up a three-way between them, that could be a nice way
for Gargano What if Ciampa comes out and attacks Gargano or attacks Black and gives him the win?
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bro, that's speaking of, let's get into it. Tommaso Ciampa versus the Velveteen Dream for the NXT Championship. I am stunned this is not a three-way with Lars Sullivan. Because that's the other side of this. It's like, where does Lars factor into these storylines that we are weaving out of our brains in regards to the NXT Championship? He beat Velveteen Dream on TV, so he has got a stake to be a contender.
I think Vince has seen him. I think they've been trying to keep him hidden,
yeah.
But he's so big, like eventually it was going to happen. Vince has seen him, seen his sexy little trunks.
He's gone into it, he's like, oh, Braun, I didn't know you were down in NXT.
What?
You're a different Braun.
Vince saw a satellite photo of Florida and could just make out Lars on the horizon. He was like, that's my guy.
That's one. I want him now.
Do you think Vince just sits in like this?
He's freaking huge.
Like a sonar bunker. And he's got loads of people like tracking body mass.
Yeah.
There's our next big star.
He's the only person to have found Nessie and he signed it.
To a developmental contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, I think Lars is kind of being phased away so he can be called up.
It's interesting that he's just beaten the number one contender then.
I don't watch NXT every week.
I'm gonna go with TC on this one. As much as I like Velveteen Dream, it is not his time to win the NXT Championship at this point. I think it is something you want to save for down the line if he's not getting called up. So I'm going to say Ciampa retains. He remains the champion.
Yeah, I think I reckon we'll probably reach consensus on this. Tommaso Ciampa retains. He's such a good heel champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there with Sami Callihan as the best heels in the business right now, I think. And Velveteen Dream, as much as I love him, I don't think he's polished enough. I think he makes too many in-ring mistakes. Character-wise and charisma-wise, he's amazing, so strong on that. It carries through, and people seem to overlook that stuff. But I think he needs at least another year and a half in NXT to really, really make him a finished solid product before he comes up. And now he's not NXT championship material.
Not the
you look at the lineage of people who have held it. Yeah, maybe soon, but not now. I wouldn't say in the next 6 months either.
No. Laurie Blake?
Champ is going to retain.
Cool.
But I think Gargano is going to help. I think part of his thing is that he wants to be the one to beat the big baddie.
Oh, that's good.
And he will not want Dream to win the title here, so he will come out and he will stop Dream winning.
Yeah.
So he can be the one to conquer Ciampa and win the championship down the line.
I like this well because, like, in Ciampa's eyes, that might look like Gargano wants to reunite DIY. But in Gargano's mind, the reason why he's doing it is because, well, I want to beat you.
I want to destroy you. He wants to save NXT from Ciampa specifically. Mm-hmm. So he wants to be like, you know, it's not about making Ciampa lose the title. It is about keeping the belt on Ciampa until he gets the shot at it.
That is excellent.
Yeah,
that is really, really good.
Good work, Blake. And what will likely be the main event of the show, it is War Games Undisputed Era taking on the ragtag team of Ricochet, Pete Dunne, and the War Raiders. I'm going to ask Laurie Blake first.
Bear in mind,
Undisputed.
It's like it's caught you by surprise.
No, I just don't know.
It's the title of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know. I feel like it could just go either way and it would be fine. Like, it's one of those weird ones where I don't think anyone comes out of this match looking weak or looking bad.
Well, that was the brilliance of War Games last year.
Exactly,
it's like Sanity didn't lose anything in that match, neither did AOP from losing it. And at the same time, Undisputed Era gained so much from it.
Yeah. So I think, and that's the thing. It's like, do we want Undisputed Era to be two-time winners of a War Games match? Or do we want Dunne, Ricochet, who are both champions, and War Raiders, who are also basically number one contenders for the tag belts at this point? You've got to kind of guess that they'll be the next in line to get a proper title shot. I feel like they stand slightly more to lose in terms of getting a loss here, but I also feel like you just want to keep Undisputed Era looking really strong and like a team. They've done a lot of sort of infighting between the other four that seems to set up the idea that they might not be able to pull it out of the bag.
Yes.
So, Undisputed Era?
Larry Blake going with the
put
UAE.
A question mark next to the end. The way your voice went up at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was a question mark.
Undisputed era.
There you go. That's a.
Yes, you're going with UAE.
Couldn't help it.
It is worth noting as well that this is going to be a traditional War Games match as opposed to WWE's version they did last year with three different teams, three trios. This is going to be 4-on-4 with the Undisputed Era getting the man advantage.
So I believe a traditional War Games match, they would have the roof and it would have five on five.
I know they've done 4-on-4.
Okay, but traditional.
Well,
it's traditional. It's semantics.
It's not Survivor Series traditional, let's be honest.
Hashtag not my war game.
Davis, what do you think?
Oh, Undisputed Era, quite confidently. I think like they should do that. That's the way it should be. I love it when you have a team of arguably separately better in wrestlers, but when they come together, it's the unity that they don't have to overcome the coherent team. So that, yeah, Undisputed Era, they're the proper faction. Of course they should beat Ricochet, Pete Dunne, and War Raiders together because they've got all the experience. As much as I'm looking forward to this match, and I really, really am, and I do like the War Raiders, but why isn't it Moustache Mountain?
I know, you've been very upset about
like,
this,
you
haven't
get you? A Ricochet and British Strong Style team.
Considering all that great stuff you did with Moustache Mountain and the Undisputed Era in the summer.
5 stars, Meltzer get, and this guy. 5 stars, that match on the NXT show. Mm-hmm. Between Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong.
And their takeover match was Moustache amazing Mountain. As well.
Mm. Yep, exactly. And I feel like that's... it's unfortunate that they have been pulled over to the NXT UK vortex. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just the
lower,
story and the... With Pete Dunne's involvement as well, I think that's a much nicer story with a poetic... I don't know why I said poetic.
I guess it's a shame that it's not British Strong Style. But at the same time, I can see the logic in this because you want to build up War Raiders as the next tag team championship contenders. Whereas Moustache Mountain,
but they're likely going to lose here. So
yes,
how does that build them up?
Because
just have Moustache Mountain in there, and then the next, it's like a next chapter after War Games. Then you just say, hey, these are new number one contenders.
That's fine. I think if they have a good showing, like if they decisively beat them up, then they certainly earned themselves a shot. But like you, I mean, I think Undisputed Era are winning this, but due to the fact that Undisputed Era are a team, and there's going to be infighting within the makeshift team of the goodies.
Yeah, with Ricochet and Dunn.
Exactly, there'll be Ricochet and Dunn, there'll be friction with them and War Raiders. I think they're essentially going to implode and that will lead, 'cause then you can lead down to continue this three-way feud between Cole, Ricochet and Dunn, and then move the War Raiders over to face O'Reilly and Strong, and then whatever Bobbles Fish is doing. Could be doing anything, really. So, I'm also going...
Having his own heel turn on his own mates because he's like, I used to be a tag team champion.
Yeah. So, lastly, because we didn't want to just end it there, we wanted to add into this World Cup to determine the best predictor in the world.
Yes.
Which Andy will win by inserting himself in at the final moment when we injure all our voices and we can no longer predict.
We decided to also ask bonus questions.
Dun,
so,
dun, dun.
It could have been, what will be the main event? What will be this? What will be that? For NXT TakeOver shows, I feel like it should always be the same question. Which top indie star will be in the crowd? Can I give you my prediction?
Go on.
I need help. I haven't thought about this.
I can't think of people who have been rumoured to... Okay, I've just seen what Luke's written down.
I am going with Volta, Progress Champion, OTT Champion, Defiant Champion, the best wrestler in the world today. Volta is my pick.
Good
so it was Riddle at the last one. It was Keith Lee at the one before that. Yeah.
Keith Lee still has yet to have a takeover show.
Mm. Mm.
He's barely had a match.
it's
had about 10 seconds of a match.
Well, he's got a... It's developmental, isn't it?
He's got to prove himself.
It's not like he is one of the best, most charismatic wrestlers to see live. You've got to learn the WWA.
You've got to learn the way, brother.
He's got to learn those rest holds. How to properly apply them for ad breaks.
That's what I want from a Keith Lee match, is rest holds.
Oh, yeah.
Not like moonsaults off the top rope from a 350-pound man.
Dude, you're a big guy. Neck cranks. That's your bread and butter, mate.
Breathe.
Work like a big man.
Breathe.
Okay, Walter's a really good shout. Yeah. Pentagon and Phoenix aren't happening.
I thought you were going to say them.
No, they're under contract.
Yeah, they're with Impact until the end of 19. And a couple of other places as well, MLW. It's almost
Chris
like
Jericho.
You knew this story.
Chris Jericho dressed as Pentagon.
Hangman Page.
Oh! Laurie Blake going with Hangman. That is an excellent shout.
That's a great shout.
Oh, no, I thought he was just behind you there, isn't he, old Hangman?
Mm. You've both taken the good ones. I mean, I think it's going to be Walter, but I don't want to be lame and have the same prediction.
It is lame.
So, Marty Scurll.
You're going with Marty Scurll? I thought you were going to say Matt Hardy for a second.
No. The only reason I'm saying that is because Meltzer's reported that his contract is slightly out of step with everyone else's. Mm.
So it's Hangman's. Hangman's already up, isn't it? Yeah.
But everyone, like Bucks, Cody, Kenny, their contracts with New Japan and ROH expire December 31st. Whereas I think Scurll isn't a part of that. But I can't remember if that's actually because it's later or it's... I've lost this one. It's not going to be Scurll.
You're going with Marty, formerly of this parish, Marty Scurll.
I feel like there'd be much easier people to pick it. Yeah. Chelsea Green might be there. You never know.
That's true, actually. I mean, she is...
Punishment Martinez?
Yeah, she's...
That's a good... But hasn't he... He's debuted in live shows, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, Punishment's a much better show. Can I change mine to Punishment
Martinez?
Well, that's quite easy because we know all these people are there. We've seen pictures of them in the training centre.
Do you want Punishment?
No, I've made my bed. I can't.
That's not an out there pick. He's guaranteed to be there.
Yeah, but I'm going to get that one wrong, deservedly so, because you both came up with better options.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.